I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 1st. High school seniors in Quincy who've been in the hybrid learning model now have the option of returning to in-person learning full-time beginning today. 12th graders at Quincy and North Quincy High Schools can join 1st, 2nd, and 3rd graders who were able to return to class full-time last week. And 4th and 5th graders in the hybrid model can return to in-person learning on March 22nd, and officials are hoping to allow more students into full-time learning in April. All schools will still be closed on Wednesday afternoons for cleaning. A representative from National Grid is set to speak to the Quincy City Council tonight about numerous power outages that have been plaguing the North Quincy area. Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane requested the representative speak to officials and explain what's being done to ensure that electricity will be more reliable in the future. The utility company is planning to replace a major underground power cable along Newport Avenue in the future. Kane has suggested that the city create its own power and broadband company. Warning that it is in danger of collapsing, Quincy officials are looking for $2.1 million to make emergency repairs to an underground section of the culvert that carries the town brook. The council will consider Mayor Koch's request for that money, which would come from the Sewer and Drain Rehab Fund, at their meeting tonight. It's being held virtually and shown live here on Quincy Access Television, Channel 9. Also at tonight's meeting, council will honor the city's Department of Veterans Services as COVID-19 heroes. We'll consider a home rule petition from the mayor to add two members to the Quincy Retirement Board, and consider a request from the mayor and Ward 6 Councilor William Harris to rename a section of Glover Avenue in North Quincy in honor of the very Reverend Cornelius Heary. Beginning this week, elderly and disabled residents in Quincy Housing Authority apartments can get a COVID-19 vaccine. Director James Marathis says vaccinations will be done building by building, floor by floor, and unit by unit beginning Thursday at the Drowen apartments, then moving to Tobin, Sawyer, Pagnano, and wrapping up at O'Brien Towers on March 12th. Eligible residents will have to fill out a consent form and show ID to receive a vaccination. Stop and Shop is providing the Moderna vaccines, and EMTs and healthcare professionals will monitor the process to ensure its safety. The dedication of the new General's Bridge in Quincy Center has been changed from Memorial Day to the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on September 11th this year. The mayor said the decision was made to change the date due to the pandemic, the weather, and the fact that construction won't be complete until July. He said he consulted the governor and decided that the September date would allow for more people to attend the dedication. Looks like there will not be a new Quincy City department dealing with issues of race. Mayor Thomas Koch says he sees no need for the creation of a Department of Equity and Social Justice. He said he believes the existing city personnel and perhaps some new hires could address those issues. City Council recently passed an ordinance creating the new department following a series of community meetings on race after the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Supporters said the department would ensure that Quincy is fair in its hiring practices and that the city is committed to equal opportunity. Others said the creation of a city department was not the best way to address issues of race. The pandemic and inadequate salary are hampering efforts to hire a new health commissioner in Quincy. Mayor Thomas Koch says several candidates for the post have fallen through, and he believes it's because they're reluctant to leave their current position during the pandemic, and that the $105,000 per year salary is lower than comparably sized communities. The Home Safe program. program at Interfaith Social Services of Quincy has received an anonymous donation of $50,000. The donor has agreed to match another $50,000 in donations. Director Rick Doan says that donor made the contribution after learning the story of a Weymouth man who has saved from homelessness by the HomeSafe program. The pandemic had cost the man his job, and he was facing eviction before the HomeSafe program provided emergency assistance. The donor was moved by the story, made the donation, and agreed to match another $50,000 to Interfaith. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 1st.